CliffCentral.com.
Backlight. All about lifestyle, relationships, cars, and gadgets. From Cassie to the Burb. From Cassie to the Burb.
Black Life. Yeah, that's it. It's Black Life. Once again, it's Friday afternoon. Welcome to it. We've got a very exciting show for you today. It's the weekend, baby. Things are happening all over the place. How are you doing out there?
Hello.
You're very loud.
We're live.
Yeah, you're very live.
What's up, Mesh, Romary, and everyone else? Happy Friday, guys.
I can feel that. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. And then they keep disappearing. Okay, cool. Anyway, so how are you doing, Romary?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. How was your weekend?
This was a rough week, hectic week. But this morning, guess what I did?
What did you do?
I rescued a little kitty.
What do you mean you rescued a kitty?
You've got to understand this thing. I was on my way to gym, okay? Uh-huh. And this thing just ran across the road, but she's the size of my hand. So I managed to catch her because she wasn't going to survive.
Mm-hmm. But how do you know she wasn't going to survive? Animals, eh?
Because when I went to, she's trying to get up the walls and that, and can't even get away from me. So, mm-hmm. The dog's going to get her. So I caught her, but she's a little wild.
Did you guys see that picture of, what's this, National Geographic channel where
a
snake.
Do you watch that?
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
A snake did what? I love it.
A snake is about to bite this youngster, right? A python.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy from National Geographic is just taking pictures of the snake. Like Ibaitisha, this young lady.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, man. Have you guys not seen that picture?
No, is it a new one?
It's a new one.
So this guy is just watching a snake bite a baby.
Yes.
And taking pictures.
And taking pictures. Stuart, you've seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, but I'm going to Google this after.
Okay, welcome, Stuart.
Well, welcome, Stuart. Stuart, all the way from Club Med. It's a very different topic to kind of what you do on a daily basis, Stuart. Do you get to travel a lot? I see you've got a great tan. Do you get to just chill by the poolside every day?
Yeah, that's my job. I get to travel all the time and I just chill by the pool.
You know, I remember all those Club Med ads growing up. And in the 80s, it was like a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
It made it seem so easy to just get like a really great beach holiday.
Yeah. It's still just as easy, but it's going to be a big thing in 2015.
In the 80s, okay. Hey, you're giving your age away there.
Well, you're not there.
I was just thinking,
in the 80s. No, it's just my first recollection of ever finding out about Club Med. It was like in the 80s, and I'd always hire these videos. Like, I remember Weird Science and Revenge of the Nerd 1, 2, 3, until 6 or whatever. And before every movie, they'd play like these Club Med ads, you know, in amongst the trailers. And I haven't seen them for some time. So what's new with Club Med? What's happening?
Oh, there's a lot going on. We've been investing a lot in all of our different resorts. We've got now almost 80 resorts around the world. We've got 2/3 of our resorts that are of a 4 or 5 star level. So we've made an upmarket move. We've got a fantastic product, and we're still here in South Africa. We've been a bit quiet, but we're going to make a lot of noise. We want everybody to know that we're here.
Yeah.
We're a fantastic brand. We need more South Africans in resort.
Tell me a bit of the history of Club Med. I mean, I was always confused. Was it a South African brand? Was it an international brand? Where did it come from? What it's about?
It's a French brand. It's a French brand, and it's a brand that launched in 1950. So the idea behind it was there was a guy, Gerard Blitz, who was actually a Belgian, and he used to be a water polo player. And after the war, everybody was really, really busy trying to rebuild in Europe. And he just basically had this idea that people needed to get away from their everyday lives and be able to go and chill and relax on a beach somewhere, a nice surrounding with people that they love playing sports. And so he set up the first Club Med resort, at 1950, 65 years later, we're still going strong. And we've got 80 of these resorts now around the world.
80,
80.
80,
yes.
Okay, whereabouts? Give me some of the...
The most popular, obviously, from South Africa, Mauritius. It's the closest. It's about 3.5 hours away. But then a bit further afield, you move towards the Maldives. You move towards Thailand, towards Bali. Otherwise, we can go across to Brazil, mm-hmm. back across to China. We can even end up in the
Alps. We're in China. Hold up. Where in China can
I go? We've got two resorts. We've got Guilin, which is just next door to Hong Kong. It's probably one of the most visited tourist attractions in China.
And this is a beach resort in China?
No, this isn't a beach resort. This one is more of a sort of countryside resort.
Oh, I see.
This is one where you can go, where you can chill, where you can relax. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we have got a beach resort, Dongao, which is located on an island, which is not far from Hong Kong.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty accessible from South Africa.
Okay, and you're telling me about the other ones. So anything in Europe, in the Med?
Yeah, Mediterranean, we've got loads. A destination that's really popular at the moment is Turkey.
Yes.
Turkey, really popular for family holidays. It's an easy flight, easy access. You leave at about 7 o'clock in the evening from Joburg. You get there 6 o'clock in the morning, and you've got a short flight into Antalya, and then you're on the beach. So really nice destination for those that are wanting to do a little bit more than just the normal beach holiday. We can also now organize city stops, so we can incorporate, for example, if you're going to Turkey, Istanbul.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And anywhere else in the Western world, for example, Western Europe, the United States.
We've got the States, we've got the Caribbean, Punta Cana, for example, a resort in the Dominican Republic.
All right.
We've got some really exciting things going on there. We've just signed up a partnership with Cirque du Soleil. And they will be helping us to build and to develop a circus school within the resort.
Okay.
So that launches in June 2015. And then if that's really popular, then obviously we'll roll out to other resorts. Otherwise, Club Med, we're becoming more and more known, especially here in SA, for our ski holidays. We've got about 25 ski resorts, mainly in France. We also have Italy.
I want to get married in a ski resort.
You want to get married in a ski resort? Okay.
Well, I've got to find the man first. Basically,
if you go to Club Med, you might be able to find one.
Stuart, I want to find out about, you've got a foreign accent, okay? That's why I thought, let's have you on the show.
No, you just went to a really
good school. British accent.
You just went to a really good school.
Let's just find out about
you. You just went to my class. Is that? This is going to my Hilton.
You went to my class. My condolences, man.
I got a British accent, so I've been here in SA for 3 years.
You're not from SA. You didn't like go to Hilton or something like that.
No. It's a Hardley secondary school in the south of the UK.
Oh, okay. And you've been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
And
3.5 years now.
How long have you been with Club Med?
I've been with Club Med for 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did you start all the way at the bottom? Started from the bottom.
Yes,
now you're here.
Did you move for a lady?
I started all the way at the bottom.
You move for the money.
Always
well,
go
it's
for
it's
the money.
Money or lady? Come on.
Always
or
go
guy.
For the money and the country. In the country, yeah, South right. Africa. When it's
so, what makes a Club Med holiday so different from any other holiday?
I think it's the fact that we've got so much that's going on resort, and the most important thing for Club Med is the human aspect of the holiday. Everything is organized when you arrive in resort so that you have fun. Our resort staff are there to make sure that you have fun. The activities, all of the parties, everything that we put on is there to make sure that you're happy, that you have fun.
Okay.
And that for me goes one step beyond what a normal package holiday actually offers. And so once you've been to a Club Med holiday, once you've experienced that vibe, you want to go back. And the good thing is with 80 resorts around the world, you've got a big choice.
Yeah. And you know, I've pardon me, but it's, if you're a bit younger, right? It's not, you're not going to get there and be with the grannies and the grandpas, right?
No.
But
no,
if you
no,
are
no,
a grandpa, you still have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got resorts for everybody. We've got a big choice. We've got adults-only resorts that are really, really party-focused. We've got other ones that are more family-orientated, so there it's a lot more chilled. So we've got something for everybody.
Well, what if, like, our age want to just chill?
You got
you
any
just
single
chill?
Adults-only resorts?
Where do you want to go? Do you want to ski or you want sun?
Sun,
maybe.
You
no,
want sun,
ski.
So
I want
you
ski.
Want ski. Okay, so we've just opened up a fantastic new resort in
so
Valterrens.
So we're not going together, we know that now.
No,
so
we're definitely not going together. You
okay,
crazy?
He's going sun, you're going ski.
Talk
so.
About a singles resort, why would I want you there?
Just a quick one, Stuart. I mean, yeah. A bit of history about yourself. How did you kind of land up in that industry? Did you have any family or somebody that said,
no,
hey?
From when I was really young, I always wanted to be a travel agent.
Okay.
And at the same time, I actually loved France. We used to go on holiday every single year to the south of France.
Okay.
And when I finished my A-levels in the UK, I actually took a gap year and I went over to France. And the goal was to try and pick up a little bit more French. And I ended up staying there. And when I came out of my studies, it was like, what do I do? What do I do? I've got this degree now. What am I going to do? So I went back to being a travel agent. And from being a travel agent, I had all these different opportunities to be able to move around and meet different people.
Wow.
And I met the guys from Club Med. I was on one of their trips to one of their ski resorts, and I was just taken in. And 1 month later, I was working in their Paris headquarters.
So, you know, I'm a South African. I guess we all are, actually. And I want to go on a Club Med holiday. What kind of destinations are there that are available? Might not be too far at the moment. I don't have the euros at the moment.
Well, let's go taste it first. You know, then we can come and talk about it.
Have you never been to a Club Med resort?
No.
No, why?
I don't know. I asked myself that question.
It.
Yo,
said say
with
that again. You're
the one that got dropped off this morning by your wife. So I can afford to drive myself here, by the way. So I'm sure I can afford to drive myself.
And she's got a nice car too.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so
I thought of it this morning. I want to go
on holiday too. Actually, it's about time.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So, Stuart, so
you must
go,
get
Stuart?
This all the time.
Yeah, I do.
No, but we're different.
How are you different?
We're special.
Very special.
Okay, so you're going to go skiing a little bit later on.
Yes.
And Tamisha, I think you want to go to a sun resort, so I'm going to recommend that you go to Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean. How's that?
But why wouldn't I find a man at the ski resort? You mentioned
you're fine. No, you'll find a man at the ski resort. We'll make sure.
Okay.
I'll let them know before
ski instructors. How's that?
Yeah, one of the French ski instructors. We'll let them know before you arrive.
But you threw that in. No, instructors to instructor. It's a whole different personality.
You ski down the mountain. I don't care.
I want the guy that owns the resort.
I've seen him, and I don't think you do.
Stuart, are you married?
No, let her have it.
No, I'm not married. No,
you're
I'm
not married. Single.
I live with my partner. I'm not single, no.
Okay.
You see,
because Ville-Marie, you know, we have to do pre-interviews, you know. and also on our show today, we're actually giving away a phone, a Samsung.
Yes, a phone.
But Ville-Marie's about to tell us all about it.
No, I'm not. I was going to do that at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So we'll wait.
Oh, okay.
This could be what is slowing down the whole marriage thing, you know, like always just saying
having
no,
the final
a
say.
Lot of no's
it's
and
just
things
yeah,
like that.
Too organized, don't worry.
Okay, yeah. Let me put it this way. It's not a no. It's just wait a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
Just hung that ball.
And I'm
don't
married,
speed up the preliminaries.
You're not, right?
Oh, please. We're no.
Yeah, no. We're no.
Noch nie.
Oh, okay. We're going there again.
Yeah, no. Let's not go there. We've got guests in the studio
Pick.
Today. Please.
You ran the ultra the other day, man. How did it go? The two oceans.
Yeah, I did the two oceans marathon.
What was your time?
Last week, Saturday. My time was a 5:24, eh?
Okay.
I enjoyed the race, thoroughly so. Weather was good. Nice, cool conditions. It was a new route because of all the fires that took place early on in the year.
I hear that was a very tough route.
It was a very tough route. I mean, it didn't go up Chapman's. Look, 56 is a 56. You know, a lot of people will say 56 is an easy run, but you're on the
it's
road.
It's a tough run.
It's a tough run.
How
whether
many
you go
K's
up Chapman's Peak or Old Kapsevaag, which was a 7 kilometer
incline. 7 kilometer
incline. 7K from about the 23rd kilometer till the 30th. You've just got this massive uphill to deal with. And then just when you think you can rest, the decline is so steep as well. So it's quite tough on your legs. But look, I ran a good race. Struggled a bit from about the 40th kilometer. For about 3-4 Ks, but I finished strong.
That's good.
You know what's tough on your legs?
Yep.
High heels.
Hey?
Try high heels.
Try high heels.
No, I'm serious.
At walking pace.
Try an ultra in high heels.
try running in heels and feel what your knees feel like after that.
Okay, Ville-Marie today's on a roll. I don't know what's going on.
She
it must
really
be the water.
On a roll.
I don't know. I noticed that her bottle is slightly bigger, but I don't know if that's water or vodka in there. Especially because you're not riding
straw.
Today, and you're using a straw. Yeah, so you never know.
I'm but excited about that Ferrari
today.
From next week.
We'll talk about that next week because we can't talk about something that's going to happen that hasn't happened yet. And how come you get to get a Ferrari? I've known Justice, well, maybe not as long as you, but he never offered me a Ferrari.
Well, need I say more?
Oh, is he trying? Well,
no.
I mean,
no,
a guy can
like
give you a Ferrari.
Yes, that's my first choice.
I think we should really consider him. Is he
single?
He's single.
He is single.
Guys, can we like make this about our guest? Because you just
going to
go on the whole day.
This guy's giving her a Ferrari.
She's
so I'm
got
trying
a Ferrari.
To make sure
we
that this guy is single.
Is
because,
from.
You know, can you imagine the lobola? I mean, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not married yet.
Maybe that's why.
I have my own lobola.
Yeah, because actually Ville-Marie wants to marry the new owner of
Don't go there.
Kyalami. Ducati. What's his name again?
I can't even remember.
Yes.
Okay, well, next time. In the meantime, Stuart, how do people get onto a Club Med holiday? Are there discounts and savings? I know that it's not your usual. You don't just go to a travel agency.
Yeah,
right?
You can. You go to a travel agency. You can go online. You can phone through to us, or you can even come in and see us at our offices in Four Ways. Basically you just let us know when it is that you want to travel. We go ahead and book. We recommend that people book as early as possible because things like flights, for example, they get more expensive as time goes on. So if you want to get the best price, you want to get the best deals, then you book as early as you possibly can.
And what's the minimum when you say early? Yeah, 3
months? Oh, no. We probably do about 60% of our business. More than 3 months, sorry, ahead.
All right, okay.
So try and get in as early as possible. And on top of that as well, we offer early booking discounts. So if you book as early as possible, you can get up to 15% off, which is a pretty big sum.
I want to ask you something on that, because you're saying earlier the better. it had an opposite effect for me 1 year when I went to America. So I booked in end of January for December.
Yeah.
So that's early.
Yeah.
So I mean, I paid 10,000 rand for a ticket, and then later on you end up paying 25,000 rand.
Yeah.
Okay, for it. Then when the travel agent, I won't mention them their name.
Name and shame.
Yeah, go on.
No, you guys want to be mean now.
Yeah, go on. I want to, yeah. So I never go
on,
there.
We want names.
If I go there and I knew someone who'd gone there and they didn't tell me, who are they?
They read.
Flight Center. Never trust them.
Okay. They're a very good partner of Club Med.
Oh, you see, no. No, but okay, maybe it was just the individual that was running that branch, okay? But they didn't confirm or whatever you want to call it. I've got my ticket. But when I got to, literally, now you must know I'm ready to go to America. I'm packed in suitcases. And they say to me, sorry, you got to wait because your seat wasn't actually confirmed before the time. I'm saying, excuse me, here's my flight, my ticket booked and paid in January already. No, it wasn't reserved or whatever it is you call it. And so because my flight, and this is what they say to me, my flight is cheaper, I've got to wait for other people to come in first to be helped first. This is people that paid a month before, but paid double the price. So of course they paid more. They got first preference for a seat.
Okay.
So
I mean, nowadays, as soon as you make your booking,
nowadays, as soon as you make your booking,
you can get your seat booked. So that shouldn't happen anymore. But
yes, it shouldn't. But people should know. I mean, is it a matter of book when you have your ticket? Are you okay? Because I wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or nowadays, I mean, nowadays as well, when you get your ticket, you can go online and you can check, and you've got a map
sure
of your
there.
Aircraft, and you can choose the seat that you want. So definitely go ahead and book as early as possible. That way, you'll get your best price and you get your best availability.
Because I mean, you trust the travel agent to do all this for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and there are some excellent travel agencies here in South Africa that can organize all of that for you.
Yeah, people must just be aware of that. That was a big thing.
My
for
favorite
us.
Travel agency is Sandown Travel in Sandton.
In Sandton City.
Yeah. Big shout out. Good now agency. That we're all giving STAs.
You can only give colors.
STAs? I don't have an STA. What are you talking about, man?
STA Travel.
Sorry. I thought
they're
you were
only like one of the biggest, you know. Well, so if we're punting, you know.
STA
like,
Travel? Never heard of them.
Stuart, but do you find a lot of South Africans travel to. I mean, do you meet a lot of South Africans? You know, in your job, in terms of us going to like some of your resorts and that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got the good news, we've got more and more. But if you go to our resorts in Mauritius, for example, you have at least a third of the clientele in our resorts that come from South Africa. So that's great news. But we are seeing that South Africans are also traveling more and more further afield, especially with their families, with their kids. They want people to see and do more. So like I've said before, Brazil, Asia with Thailand, for example, are becoming really, really popular options now.
I love Thailand.
Why did Club Med go quiet for a while?
I don't know. Since I've been here, we've been trying to make noise. So.
Because I think people, you know, we stopped hiring videos. Maybe that's what it was.
No, I think maybe we were always there, but maybe some of our competitors made a bit more noise about than what we were doing at the time. But we're definitely here now, and we are definitely going to make some noise.
But I mean, are you guys growing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of the business,
I wouldn't tell you if I wasn't growing. Obviously, the answer would be yes. Come on. But we've got
some special
guests that have just arrived in studio.
Yes, we're going to talk to them in a few minutes.
Can you just introduce them, please?
Listen, you're on that side of the window. So, hang wach jy net so bietjie.
Nee, jy wach. Jy's from Pretoria.
Okay, when you're finished with your lover's
tip. So, we've got some guests. Can I introduce our guests? Okay.
Okay, well, let me introduce them.
Please
okay?
do. Because you need to lose some weight. That's what you're asking.
You started again. You started again. What's wrong with you?
Just switch off
your
mic.
What's wrong with you?
Actually, you know what?
Switch
our mics off.
Oh, wait. But then he wants to say something intelligent. I'll let you speak, buddy.
Why must I suffer for his delinquent moves?
I'm sorry, but you're out there with him. You can't keep him quiet. You and your buddy are going to stay out there, okay?
All right, cool, mate.
All right, cool. So anyway, today in the studio, if you are interested in, you know, like Monabisi said, not only losing weight, actually, by the way, but endurance, which might be good for you, Monabisi. I hear
you
you're like a two-minute man. And I'm not talking about your marathon time. I'm talking about your time.
That's what
she said. If you're interested in like improving your endurance, if you're interested in toning, getting into great shape.
Get that beach body.
Get that, exactly. Get that beach body.
Yeah. Do you gym, Stuart? Or do you?
I run in the morning, yeah.
That's
I stopped smoking and I put on loads of weight, so I had to do something. So I run in the morning.
That's one of his way of saying
but he's
checking out your ass, which he does a lot. Can I carry on?
Anyway, let's
see?
Get back.
Are you finished?
Switch off to Misha's mic. Vilmarie, switch off to Misha's mic.
No, I like him.
Feel.
So if you're interested, we've got some ladies here from Body Tape. We've got Michelle and May. M&M.
M&M.
How are you guys doing?
How are you doing?
Hello, good thing.
You're going to have to get a little bit closer to the mic there, May.
We can see you in shape.
So speak right into it. Get right cool. in close to it. Like, yeah, hello. Make friends with it. How are you doing, May?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. May actually is my trainer and the owner of Body Tech in Danforth.
My condolences, May.
And yeah, Michelle
is great.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you see.
Always got to lie to you, man. I mean, we got to lie. Yeah. You know,
no, he just brings this different kind of energy to the studio. It's
a
awesome.
A very big, rounded energy, if you ask me.
You know what, Mona BC? I'm going to switch off your mic now. That's it.
He's
that's
just
it.
Jealous. It's better to have something to hold on.
Oh, thank you.
Well, oh, you would Bill know. Marie, are you trying to tell us something?
Nothing. Well, we're going to cup, mate. We're working on it together.
And of course, Michelle from The Wild. Michelle, you've been an actor for many years. What made you go into this whole body thing?
Oh, the whole body thing.
Fitness.
Well,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm not a fitness freak myself, to be dead honest.
You look good, Michelle. That's my bedroom voice, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's bi.
You're not looking too bad yourself.
He's bi, so he's been taking all of you guys
out. Did you hear that?
To me, yeah, I obviously, as an actress, you need to look as good as you can. And I was, you know, the exercise I was getting was walking to my car, lifting my wine glass, you know. So Body Tech got introduced to me. It's 20 minutes a week, which suits me down to the ground.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Only okay, 20 minutes
a week.
Just yeah.
One session a week.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Elaborate a bit on that, please.
But I'll elaborate.
I think you might like it, Pateni, but it might be too short for you. I know you like to suffer.
No, the beautiful burn.
No, he's in for the long run. But
yeah.
No, gosh, no, anything no to count all those hours of training down. 20 minutes a week.
20 minutes a week.
Okay.
There's some magic,
but
in
it's intense. So it's not contrary to popular belief.
But
it's
how does
not,
it work?
It's not gym for lazy people.
I think people don't really. I never believed it. Certainly, that you could actually go into a gym for 20 minutes and do a whole week's worth of exercise.
There are a lot of
work?
Skeptics. Okay, so the reason that it is only 20 minutes is because it's very intense training. So what you're doing is you're basically condensing. I can't give an exact figure, but I mean there was one being thrown around of 270 minutes. How, you know, that's not scientific, but that's kind of the idea. So what it is now, instead of exercising one muscle group, let's say for instance you're standing in the gym, you're doing bicep curls, okay, then you're going to move on to the next muscle group, and so it goes on. With Body Tech, you are attached to electrodes which are working through your system opposite polarities, so you're working the whole body for the entire 20 minutes.
Okay.
The other thing is it's 4 seconds on, 4 seconds off.
So it's basically electronic muscle stimulation.
It's exactly that.
We need a picture. Did you take a pic? I want to see all these things attached to you.
I want to see you in your
lost any weight, so no.
I
want to
see you in your underwear.
I must say, Mona BC, you have got a lot of muscle, especially between your ears. I was actually going to ask.
I mean, are you getting results?
You get incredible results. So yeah, what
your
it does
clientele.
Is yes. Okay. So, but on a number of levels as well, because the main thing for me, for instance, is that an additional benefit was that I stopped going to a doctor. So I have a lot of injuries, which is why I also started Body Tech, because it's so low impact on the joints.
Okay.
So very easy on the body in that regard, and within 3 months I had a six pack and shoulder definition and biceps. So it gently defines your muscles. So you're never going to grow. Women get very concerned. You know, I'm not going to grow huge muscles.
But do men grow huge muscles?
No, you don't get huge muscles, but you get massive
probably
strength
just lean
from it.
Out.
It's
okay,
you, it's,
yeah.
So yeah, it's defining the muscles.
This is buff for
plate. This is an awesome picture.
But that is a beautiful
so
picture.
Is he busy boxing and he's got all these things attached to him?
Yeah.
What does it do? Does it shock him?
Yeah, it's
oh
it's,
cool.
It is.
Yeah.
But Michelle,
it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
It's like being
it's
tased
like EST,
gently.
It's not EMS, electroshock therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, just
kidding.
Just
a quick one.
So
can
not
you
at
turn
all.
It up?
It's a very low frequency. It's a low frequency though, so it's not dangerous in any way. It's used for a lot of rehabilitation with physiotherapy. It actually comes from the medical world.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Pat, what did you want to ask about
it? But is it really advisable to crunch all that amount of gym time into a short session? I mean, if you look at cooking, where people are saying, instead of cooking the whole day, I'll just microwave the food.
And you put
isn't
those
it like microwaving
together?
Your gym? Are there any side effects?
Yeah, no,
is
it's really, really bad for you, hey? We're all just crazy.
Yeah, we're going to like just die.
Yeah,
in, like,
yeah, you know,
time.
It's like smoking.
They're going to find it. Yeah, amazing.
Well, I mean, that's fascinating.
I mean,
yeah. I'm just trying to comprehend.
Yeah, drinking one hand, sick in the other.
20 minutes a day, but 20 minutes a week. So, I mean, I'm just...
But just think about, okay, so the other thing I didn't mention earlier, it's literally a case of maths. So instead of going, like I said, bicep curl to abdominals, you're just doing them at the same time. So you're not doing any damage per se. You're literally just time saving. The other thing is, in a conventional gym, is you're using between 30 and 40% of your muscle fiber.
Okay.
With Body Tech, you kind of given a second brain. We bypass the brain. We were talking about lots of muscle over between the ears.
Yeah, that would help one, obviously. So that would be perfect for you. Sometimes we need to bypass the brain.
And then we activate.
Taking his jacket off to show the muscles.
What was that? Is that a bicep? You need Body Tech, buddy. Seriously.
No, we should do a thing with the two of you.
I think we should.
Just quickly finishing that point, is that with Body Tech, you activate 90% of the muscle fiber.
Okay.
So basically, I mean, they're already talking three times more work. Also, the 4 seconds on and 4 seconds off, okay, you only have 4 seconds break. So you're working for a flat out 10 minutes. Now, if you go to gym, okay, I keep referring to the bicep. Sorry, this is the easiest muscle to refer to. Let's say a girl, perhaps, goes and does 20 bicep curls, three reps. That's pretty much 60 seconds of exercise.
Okay.
Maybe a guy does 30, 40, I don't know. You know, you're looking maybe at 1 or 2 minutes of exercise.
Yeah.
Body Tech, you are exercising solidly for 10 minutes.
I see. So there's a lot of science behind it.
It's massively researched.
But Mesh, you remember we used to do kettlebells? I mean, that in itself was great work. Workout sessions, which were also crunched. I mean, in comparison to that, I don't know if you guys have done kettlebells.
I personally haven't because I've got injuries.
Yep.
I know a lot of people enjoy it. It's not something I can comment on at all.
I see.
It's that thing of activating the muscle fiber. So that's the difference.
Okay.
Your brain literally won't. I mean, I could pick up in any weight. I will never use more than 30 to 40%.
That was a bottle of water.
Sorry. Where are the cameras, Jimmy?
So basically, Virgin Active is ripping us off.
Look how strong I am, guys. A whole bottle of Valpro.
Look, my thing is, and then she goes and does it again. Well done.
The listeners can...
I think my thing is, since I've started, what I felt is the intensity of the muscle workout is much higher than if I did heavy weights, because I did a lot of weightlifting and that sort of thing. But the intensity is much deeper in the muscle fiber. Mm. What is the... Do you think the reason for that is, as opposed to, you know, going to the gym and...
Well, it's also working, like I said, positive to negative poles. So it's literally working. I mentioned 90% of muscle fibers. Also working 90% of the muscles in your body.
So when you say working,
just contracting.
Because that's what I wanted to ask. Because I mean, muscle is supposed to squeeze and stretch.
Yes, exactly.
Is that what it
does? You've got concentric and eccentric, okay, and isometric as well. But now with Body Tech, you can do concentric and eccentric at the same time. In other words, if I was flexing,
flexing your bicep, your triceps working at the same time.
And then you're stretching out.
Yes, the two work together. Exactly. Okay. So
it's one of the, as far as I know, I mean, don't quote me.
So while you're doing a bench press, you're getting a lat pull-up at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's high resistance training, obviously. Yeah. And by reaching 90% of the muscles, that's why you're getting into the core.
That makes sense.
So it was designed by a physiotherapist. Okay. It actually does come from the medical world. For rehab, which is actually why I fell in love with the product, because I have injuries left, right, and center. I haven't been to a doctor for 2 years.
From your rugby playing days?
Yeah, from my rugby tackling. Because
what can be more than bikes? Rugby, yes, I can imagine, though.
That's true, though.
Michelle?
Yes.
But you have no injuries.
You quit acting and being in front of the screen.
No, don't quit acting. No, we never quit acting.
Okay.
Acting doesn't leave you.
Didn't you hear the voice just now?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, didn't you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm still acting. Did you replace your acting for now or more of your time?
You know what it was? I was just getting to, you know, I'm a lady of a certain age.
No.
So one has to wise up a little bit, I think, and I just recognized that this was a product.
The money's better.
Okay, you said it. You went there to me.
It all comes down to that.
You went there. You know, I was in the habit of stealing bread rolls. You know?
to supplement your acting career. On set. Like, on set. You guys don't pay me enough. I'm taking these bread rolls.
I'm stuffing my pockets. But, so I recognized, obviously, I had to supplement that irregular income, let's not say.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Non-existent.
Yeah.
I'm not from the business world, so I knew the only way to be able to do that was to get into something I was passionate about. And when I had this incredible additional benefit of never having to go back to it, I was having 20 injections a week in my back. 20 injections a week.
How long did you do this rugby thing?
The touch thing. Okay, but for realsies, I had a head-on collision.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so that's worse than rugby.
Yeah, a little
just
bit.
Just keep
saying,
clarify.
No, just keep saying rugby.
Rugby cool. Sounds
sexy, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it my rugby is, playing days.
Megan, my rugby playing.
Yeah. And then May, how does it feel, or how is it training a fat person? Like, okay, I wasn't going to mention Tumi, but now that we all know who it is, like, how do you, is there before and after, like how do you take it, or what's the steps to joining, or like, how does this exercise thing kind of, you know, how does it work? So I come there.
He's not sure.
Okay,
wants to
so
ask.
You basically come in for a trial session.
Okay.
A trial session is an hour long. We get to know more about you. Get to know.
Sorry, we spit you out. We spit you out. Sorry.
We adjusting the chair. Pull the mic close. The shame.
Okay.
Duncan.
It's okay.
Okay, so you come in for a we do a trial session. You basically we get to know more about you in terms of any medical conditions, what your eating plans are like, and then you go onto the machine. We do a 5-minute familiarization, which is like just to get used to the feeling of the impulse current, and then we move on to a 20-minute program, which is your usual weekly training program. And then basically after there, the workout is obviously quite intense. And after that, you decide whether you want to sign up or not. We have like 90% of our customers who walk in there sign up after the first session.
What?
The 10%, 5%. Yeah, the 10%, basically 5% of the 10% walk in after a few days, like, you know, when come they're back. Like super stiff. And like, whoa, what did you guys do to us?
What did you do to me?
And they sign up. And the 5% is just people who don't like the feeling of the impulse current.
So can you focus on like the bum area?
Yeah, so we have different dials, different controls for each muscle group. And so you work it on your arms, your back, lower back, upper back, glutes. So you can focus on a specific area if you'd like to. But remember, you're still getting a full body workout regardless of whether you're focusing on certain areas.
Just a quick one, May. I mean, you've just spoken about the uptake. The retention, I mean, you know, a lot of people come up with New Year's resolutions and then like a week or a month down the road, they've stopped. What's your retention?
So it's been quite good. We started in winter, so I think that's the time when most people are not keen on going into the gym. But yeah, it's been pretty good, hey? You obviously get your few customers who won't come back but mostly good.
But I suppose because it's so short and
exactly.
You
lots
once
of people,
a week, 20 minutes, you're done. It really feels like, why shouldn't I be doing this? I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's just, we're asking for one day of your life, as opposed to you have to go to the gym 4 to 6 times and then see the same trainer. And then
I want to ask a question on that just now. But before we do, can we go to the competition?
Okay, before we go to the in fact, let's go to the competition and then we'll take a short break and come back. So
yeah, I've got a question on that. Okay, so we've got a Cliff Central competition live read. So cliffcentral.com is turning one, and to celebrate, we're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones. You can win just by listening out for the question on Cliff Central, or like now. We're going to ask a question. So if you want an upgrade or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. That's an awesome phone, by the way. I got one.
It's not bad.
It's awesome. Win with Cliff Central. Okay, so let's ask the question. So you guys must send it in to cliffcentral.com.
On our WeChat.
On, yes. No, Cliff, Twitter, man.
On Twitter.
Cliffcentral.com.
Twitter, WeChat.
Okay, so the question is, complete the show name, Candid... So what's that show name? Do you guys even know?
Candid.
Yes. So there's the question. Okay, so send it to cliffcentral.com.
Or call in. 0861-555-189.
Where did you get that number?
It's in his head now.
Well done.
Okay, yeah. We're going to take a short musical break. We'll be right back straight after this.
We've got to keep him on.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. Are you worth it? I wonder. Well, we're back. And I just wanted to do that one thing one more time. So CliffCentral.com is turning one. And to celebrate, we're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones. You can win just by listening out for the question on CliffCentral.com. Submit your answer on WeChat by tapping connect, then competition on the menu. If you want an upgrade or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. Win with Cliff Central and WeChat for the month of April. Visit cliffcentral.com for details. And remember, T's and C's apply. The question is, complete the show name. Candid. Question mark.
That's where the acting comes in. That's brilliant.
Well, Marie, he's trying to say you did that crap.
Yeah, I did do it badly. I'm
sorry. I'm just trying to like make sure that they heard it.
That's like in your face.
Yeah, that's like.
Okay, Google. I want to ask my question though.
By the way, Tabile Porco. Wrote to us on cliffcentral.com on WeChat, and she says, guys, I just googled the snake story and apparently the entire scene is merely a dramatization and did not actually happen. The photo is actually a still photo of a girl being attacked by a python from the Discovery Channel series Nature's Deadliest. So it's not actually true.
You must get your facts right, BC.
Hey, it's media. We're in media. We.
Well, you're the media guru. You should know this.
Yeah.
Get your sources.
Okay, so ask your question.
I asked if you've seen it. I didn't say verifying that. My question is,
don't worry, I get it. Okay, you're saying 20 minutes a week is enough. What if we want more? What if you want to do 20 minutes a day? Is that bad?
Yeah, no, we definitely don't.
Looks as if it is.
No. No, we've been terribly polite.
No, you answer. I insist.
So biotech is such an intense workout that you only need 20 minutes a week. So your muscles are breaking down, and you basically need like 72 to 80 hours for it to go through its recovery and adaptation time. So that's why we only suggest one session per week.
So how does Usain Bolt do it, though? Because he goes in the morning, does this thing, and then in the afternoon he's on the track, isn't it?
My question on it is, I mean, it depends on the person, because your muscles recover a lot quicker if you are fit.
Exactly.
So you should be able to, within 24 hours, do another session
Not within 24 hours. In 72 hours you can.
Okay.
So it's minimum 72 hours. And we do have people that train twice a week. Either they've taken a double contract or they know they're going away in December, for instance, and they just use up December.
They're trying to get into the Club Med
body. They're getting into the Club Med body bikini shape.
I think Domitio needs to train every day.
So it's max twice a week then, is what you would recommend.
I would say so. And like you say, everyone's an individual, but we would not recommend sooner than 72 hours.
At least with a 3-day break also.
But then could you still do your cardio as well?
Yes, you have to keep up with your cardio.
It works very well.
So I can actually do it and run in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Or the next day?
We encourage it.
I didn't know.
Let it go.
Too much eating. We can't hear you. What are you saying,
Misha? Did you think that was it? Oh, I don't need to do anything
that's
else.
That's what I was told by my trainer.
20 minutes a week, and I can have pizza every day.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Stuart, thing, you know, is a sore point.
I can tell Misha hasn't been to a Club Med. You know how?
How's that?
Because you wouldn't know there's like 7 chefs, you know, from all over the world.
From all over the world, and it's French cuisine.
You'd live at Club Med if you asked me, you know?
I live the Club Med life every day, you see, at my house.
So May,
thanks for the invite.
Are you a fitness fanatic yourself? You are the founder of Body Tech, I assume.
So, no, but after Body Tech, yes. So, I've been in the corporate industry all this time. Vodacom credit analyst.
Yeah.
And then my sister actually came and introduced me to the Body Tech concept because I've been looking for some business to start.
I see.
And so, I went for my first session to the Grayston branch, and I was like, I thought it was the most bizarre thing. I like actually phoned my sister and said, how could you, like, you know me, how could you send me for such a crazy thing?
Yeah.
And then I decided to give it another go, and then it was actually a lot better than the first time. And then, yeah, before I knew it, I was addicted to it.
I see. So it's like a franchise?
Yeah, it's a franchise.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Is it an expensive, I mean, to Misha, we know he earns lots of money with the acting.
Thanks to you being my manager these days, hey?
Is it expensive or is this easy for people to purchase?
I think it's affordable. I think it's not the cheapest. You know, it's not small change. But if you think about what you're getting 20 minutes a week in a private gym, there's never more than 2 people. And the time you save, you've got a personal trainer with you. So now imagine you were going to gym 3 times a week with a personal trainer. Okay. You'd be looking probably about 1,200 rand a week, if I'm not mistaken.
Three times, yeah, you'll look more.
Okay.
Like 1,500 and more now.
Yeah.
Between 1,500 and 2,000.
Okay. Sure. So our minimum is 225 a week. Up to 270. Like, so, in fact, so, we've
I've never paid for a trainer. I don't know what that's like. Really. Yeah. Just, okay.
So it's a session.
Well, you don't
of
need
trainer.
One. I mean, look at you.
Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't need one, but three trainers.
But you must stick to more than one 20-minute session a week, to be sure.
Oh, Monami's is clapping.
Yeah, I'm clapping for Vilmarie. She's also joining the party.
Oh, okay.
It's funny.
Guys, but
okay, so it's affordable, definitely.
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah.
Stuart, I just read something on Club Med.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this Trident thing? Because
Trident.
Everybody's asking what this Trident thing online is.
Yeah, the Trident is part of our logo, but we also use it as well as like a classification of our resorts. So if you take four Trident, then you could probably say it's more or less an equivalent of a 4-star. It's the way that we grade our properties. So you start off your four Trident. Obviously, the highest would be your 5 Trident.
Okay. Ah, okay. Yeah.
Right. And there in your 5 Trident, for example, you've got champagne that's included in the all-inclusive package. That your rooms are absolutely massive. No, it's your 5 Trident is really the top of the range of the product that we have.
Is that what you're sending us? For our trial? Yes, we'll give you a trial if you give us a trial.
You bring body tech. That can be the latest activity that we launch.
That might be a good idea, actually. On the resort.
It could be a good idea. Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, I find that when I go on holiday and I still have to work out and things, the first week I'll probably go like twice. Yeah. And then the second week I'll be like, you know what?
Later for that.
Yeah, later.
You can do 120 minutes.
120 minutes.
And then eat for the rest of the week non-stop.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Remember, you'll be free to be sure.
That's a good idea.
Remember, you need it twice a week.
Oh, yeah, I need it twice a week, which is fine because it's 20 minutes, right?
Thanks, May. Thanks for the truth, May. The truth shall set you free, Mr. Marshall.
No, but we would need it in resort. I mean, as all-inclusive, we've got a massive food offering. So basically, you just eat non-stop all day long.
That's my kind of holiday, man.
We're a French company, so it's French cuisine, so it really is top-notch. So.
But your surname is actually... How do I pronounce your surname? Your
De Bourgogne.
Surname is French. De Bourgogne.
De Bourgogne.
De Bourgogne.
Yeah.
So you're
but I'm not French at all.
From the UK.
No, yeah. Totally a Brit boy. But probably a bit of French from a few centuries ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you don't speak any French?
I speak fluent French, yeah. I lived there for 10, 11 years.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oui.
And...
C'est pas français aussi?
Non, de rien.
Paris headquarters, Timmy.
Oh,
you weren't listening.
Paris. I was listening. Shut up, Michelle.
It's only the last 3 years that you... Yeah.
It's only the last 3 years I've been here in SA. Yeah.
And how's the Zulu going?
It's not.
Kosa sounds a little bit like
yeah,
French.
Yeah, that's difficult to pronounce.
And the footsteps. I'm sure you got the footsteps.
Can you imagine Zulu with a French accent? Yeah.
Can you say
the French accent, it must be
hard. I'd love to say footsteps.
Futek?
Yeah. Mgunduak.
Mgunduak.
Yeah, okay. Lucy says it's best because he's actually Xhosa.
Yeah, but you should actually explain what you just told.
Yeah, what did you just say? What have I just said?
It's basically your
How's your family and how's the weather?
Yeah. I love your sampan beans. Mgunduak.
There we go.
Yeah, if someone does something really fantastic, you can say that, yeah. Okay. Beast?
Yeah.
Any other Xhosa words you want to teach him?
Yeah, Stuart.
Mahala.
She would know that. Free of charge.
That is the first word
Mahala
she
Mahala is free of charge, yeah?
Yeah. You even know that one.
That's the only Zulu word.
I'm thinking Mahala Clubmate.
Mahala. Clubmate.
Mahala Clubmate. They go well together. They go well together.
That could work. That could work. It because flows. Everything in Clubmate is basically...
Yes, it is.
It's included. So it's Mahala for the... You just pay for your holiday.
Mahala for the whole
week. That's a great campaign. We should actually go back to
my marketing manager, Lasejo, is listening. I hope she's taking notes.
We should go and pitch.
Yeah, where's Neil?
Once we get to Clubmate, it's all Mahala.
Yeah. You see, Club Med can advertise on Cliff Central.
Yeah, they should actually.
We like that.
And because I'm his agent, you can use him for the voiceovers.
Okay, thank how much?
Just 5 overseas trips a year.
Yes. Fully paid, mahala.
So, Pat, when are you running again next?
The next race. Comrades.
Comrades, when is that? The 1st of May? Right?
That's the end of May, 31st of May.
Okay.
But
obviously, we've got a few runs in between there.
I was going to say, endurance. He should try that.
You should be coming to
definitely.
Us.
I mean, We'll chat, and I'll definitely come try a body take one of these good days, just before.
Yeah, let's see.
No, not just before.
He's got a broken toe, so just in case they, you know, Petenny broke his toe and he couldn't run for like 8 months. I mean, who does that?
8 months? I thought it was shorter than that.
Well, can you trust anything that comes out of BC's mouth?
No, right? You can't. I learned that you just can't. And you shouldn't, really. Him and Gwede and Mac Maharaj.
In fact, now that Mac is leaving, maybe there's a post for BC.
I think that's a great
there.
Job for BC right there. You know, he's a great writer of fiction. So,
and I mean, he can retire at 80. So, yeah, so exactly. They're not going to kick him out at like 60 in 5 years' time. You know, it'll be 80.
But don't you think that something like Body Take would probably help you with getting a faster time than you did last year for Comrades?
No, definitely. I mean, for me, when I did, as an example, the, what you might call,
the kettlebells. I remember, yeah.
It improved my speed quite drastically. And then you went back to gym, speed drop. So it'd be interesting to see how Body Take would...
We'll time you before and after.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Because what was your time last year?
Last year
you got a
was,
silver, right?
No.
Almost a silver. We're working for a silver this year, though.
Nah, a bull roan. I mean, when you come in within 9 hours, that's a bull roan. Silver is 7:30. But those guys are flying. Eh? So my first was a 9:24, and then I did a 10:16. Then I did my first down last year, and that was a 10:30. So hoping for a sub 9 this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you'd brutally put your body through 10 hours of being on the streets. We've been running our whole lives. So if you calculate the amount of time you've been running away from,
who are you running from?
Whoever.
I've been
running
since 76.
I don't
run.
You wouldn't know.
You know what I mean?
It's like camping. It's back to that camping thing. I don't see why I should camp. Michelle, Stuart, do you guys have
glamping?
Camp?
Glamping,
no,
baby.
We don't do that.
I mean, why would you camp? We've been camping our whole lives, you know.
Just go for the 5-star.
Yeah, let's just go to Club
Med. But
there's
5-star camping. I want to try that. Yeah. That looks.
I don't think that's
quite
called
amazing.
Camping anymore. That's like it's what they call those 5-star tent.
Yeah, safari tent.
Yeah,
safari tent. It's not really camping. Yeah, it's glamping. Yeah, exactly.
We should try.
Do you guys do anything like that, actually? Do you have any safari getaways with Club Med, or is it mostly beach resorts?
No,
and
it's mainly beach resorts that we organize. Okay. We try to organize as much as we possibly can so that you can actually get out of the resort and go and explore the country that you're visiting. So that's a pretty important one as well. I think all-inclusive resorts often get criticized for being like a golden prison. So we always make sure that we've got our doors that are open to the outside world and what's going on.
I think it's just important to say, because I don't know if it's just me that, I mean, this is what I was thinking. I mean, we spoke about this earlier. There's all these other clubs, you know, holiday club, whatever.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that you guys are similar, which you are not.
No, we get a lot of people that think that we're either a timeshare or a medical aid, even with the name that we've got. But I think the word club, no, it's not. We're just a tour operator, so we sell package
holidays. Yeah.
So you can go online or go to your travel agency and book straight away. You don't need
to
be part of the club.
Yeah. So you just sell great holidays, all inclusive.
Absolutely. Yeah, and mahalo when you're there.
Once you've paid, it's
once
mahalo.
Once you've paid the first installment, then it's mahalo.
So, Stuart, you live out of your suit bag, I take it.
I do, yeah.
Do you ever get travelling sick? I mean...
No, it's fantastic to be able to have the opportunity to go and travel a lot. Sometimes it does get a little bit tiring, but never ever going to complain when you go travelling. Never.
Exactly.
It's awesome to see new different cultures and meet people. Some you like, some you don't.
Yeah, and to see
so
something different every day.
That you still want?
I'd love to go to Argentina. South America, I haven't visited. I'd really like to go to visit.
Oh, you haven't
South
been
America.
To Brazil?
No, I haven't been to Brazil.
Brazil
I haven't
is
been
fantastic.
To Argentina. No, I've always been more towards Argentina than
Mexico
Brazil.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
The Caribbean is one of my favorite holiday spots.
Do you still have one in Nassau?
Do I sound like I'm name dropping?
No, we're just ignoring you. I'm feeling a little nauseous.
We had one just opposite Nassau, but we closed that one a couple of years ago. But we've got another one which is absolutely fantastic. It's a small island that's not far from Nassau,
okay.
Columbus
that's
Isle.
That's where I used to live, so I spent all my youth in the club.
Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
Yeah, well, now you've got that big Atlantis resort that's next door to it, so it wasn't really good for us. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, guys, to cut in like that because you guys are having a fantastic conversation. But we have to go just now. But before we do I know that time flies when you're having. Fun.
Do we
it's
have
like
a winner?
On a Club Med resort. Yes, we have a winner, and the winner of today's Samsung Galaxy S4 is Daniel Funsale. So here you have it.
Woo-hoo!
Give him a round of applause. Well done, Daniel. And remember that you too can be a winner with cliffcentral.com all of April. Just make sure that you contact us on Cliff Central or on WeChat, or you can visit cliffcentral.com on Twitter. And as you know, T's and C's apply. And give us your details.
And LinkedIn now, hey?
And LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. There's Facebook. That's right. There's, yeah, all of those.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't actually get your songs in time for us to upload on the system, but I did get yours.
Yes.
And you asked for Cassabian Tees, and we couldn't find it. All I got is Bumblebee.
Bumblebee's cool.
Next time, is Bumblebee cool?
Yeah, Bumblebee's cool.
I've never heard of Cassabian.
Cassabian, one of the biggest groups to come out of the UK.
They're going to turn up your shop system. Yeah.
Okay, I'm an idiot. All right, guys. Goodbye.
They're going to turn up your next exercise program.
Oh, that's good.
Leaving
us out.
And then send us a picture. Yeah,
Stuart, where does that song remind you of?
It actually reminds me of Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually reminds me of Paris because I was lucky enough. Kasabian has been one of my favorite groups ever. And they were very, very unknown in Paris, and I saw them, and there was only about 200 of us in the concert. It was fantastic.
Okay. On that note, though, we say goodbye. Here we go.
Bye.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.